Now you know about special escort duty. Pretty impressive, huh? You bet. I mean, how many dogs would go to the trouble of providing such a valuable service to their misters and mattresses? Masters and mattresses. Masters and mistresses. How many dogs would... so forth. Not many, I can tell you that. Very few. Only one. Me. And what makes it even more impressive is that I came up with a whole idea on my own. No kidding. One minute I was sitting there in the snow trying to think of some heroic deed that would score me some points with the lady of the house, and the next minute, bingo. There it was. A special escort service that would provide Sally Mae and her children a safe journey out of ranch headquarters on the treacherous, icy roads. Awesome concept. Maybe you thought it was Pete's idea. Ha ha, not at all. See, your average cat has a tiny brain and is incapable of generating large, noble concepts. They're pretty good at performing certain simple tasks, such as purring, rubbing, licking their paws, and mooching scraps. But give them a big job that requires a broad, sweeping intelligence, and they just can't handle it. So, yes, I had come up with this new concept entirely on my... okay, maybe Pete had mumbled something about it, but we can attribute that to dumb luck. It had been a shot in the dark, in other words. After years of loafing on the job and following a pampered life, Kitty Kitty had come up with one shrimpy little idea. But don't forget who took that idea and turned it into a bold course of action. Me. We'll give Pete credit for coming up with a pretty good shrimpy little idea. But give me credit for putting it into action. In other words, Pete had absolutely nothing to do with the special escort duty. I'm sure you'll agree with that. Anyway, I left Pete and went streaking around the north side of the yard. At this point, my plan had taken shape and had fallen into two stages. During stage one, I would accelerate to an incredible speed, somewhere between turbo 3 and turbo 4. No dog can hit turbo 5 in snowy conditions. This would lead me directly into stage two, intercepting Sally Mae's car as she passed in front of the house. Then, during stage three, I would assume the escort position and lead her toward the county road.